The ENFJ, extroverted, intuition, feeling, judging. Before we say anything about this type, let me first allow for some generalizations. I'll try not to fall into that trap, and I trust Janet will monitor me as the tape moves. But should we do that, please translate an always or a never, or something like that. Further, we may need to be specific about maleness or femaleness, and again, if possible, we'll make every effort to do that. But should that not happen, I'd like you, the listener, to translate accordingly. The purpose of the tape is to help the ENFJ pick up some thoughts or reinforcements about themselves, and if you're not that type, to discover something of that particular ENFJ type. The bottom line is understanding. Type watching is never an excuse. It is a door opener to explore and understand differences, to the degree that the more we can do that, the more dynamically and creatively we can make use of those differences. So with that in mind, let's meet the ENFJ. Charismatic, tremendous oral skills, capable of a variety of interpersonal things with the group, so that when it's time to come up with a group activity or excite a group of folks into some fun and something particular or some kind of a skill that may lead them to a new learning, the ENFJ is the one who can come forward with just what the group needs or just what may be going on and put it in a way that's organized and palatable to most of the people present. That's part of their creativity and that's part of their uniqueness.
Part of the things that ENFJs don't do so well at is that they tend to take situations that they don't like and sweep them under a rug, create them or take what is and make it into something else where they don't have to look at the harshness of something, because they are very upper people who like the pleasantness, who like the harmony, and don't want to deal with unpleasantness, particularly when they have to confront something with another individual that's not pleasant. They would rather not. So they convert it to something else and say it doesn't exist.
Excellent point. Particularly that's true of all Fs, and particularly the ENFJ. When you take that intuition, they can usually convert most bad scenes into something that is different or doesn't exist, or if not, sweep it away. That's a point to always keep in mind with this particular type. While being very good at organizing people and leading them into those kinds of accomplishments, they also are given to a variety of issues and capacities for tending to human needs. So in career choices, the ministry, counseling, psychology, human services, family practice medicine, general practitioning in medicine are all careers that have high appeal for the ENFJ. Like all intuitive feelers, NFs, the ENFJ is a particularly idealistic type. As a result of that, they are given to phenomenal skills at working with people who can be at wits' ends. They make phenomenally effective counselors and mediators of family strife, of interpersonal disagreements, of organizational problems. And in the fields of organizational development and conflict resolution, often one will find an ENFJ providing leadership, providing inspiration, providing a way through, because their intuition and looking at a dilemma often gives them a possibility. They take that possibility and they translate it interpersonally. But what they bring to it in addition is organization. And so it's the ENFJ that's out there with an interpersonal idea. So if they see two people in an argument, or if they see an organization in a difficulty, their intuition gives them a way through, but they follow that way through with something practical, with something doable, with something that's organized and deliverable. And somebody turns around and says, hey, that's exactly what they need. That's exactly what we need. Wow, that's a good idea. And they are the ones who are very good at selling those kinds of ideas. At times, they can get an organizational image in their mind and run with it in a way that they want everybody to follow. They get a following, and lo and behold, it may not always come out where what mass society wants it. And what I'm particularly thinking of there are some of the more charismatic leaders of history. Easily could have been ENFJs with ideas for people. And so you get somebody as grotesque as a Hitler, who's got an idea for the German people, and he gives them an identity, leads them charismatically down the primrose path. And a more positive image, depending on your political persuasion, that could be. I don't know that these are their types, but I'm saying that's the kind of thing one associates somewhat with Churchill, but that kind of inspirational leadership, great preachers of history that have organized huge institutions, like Billy Graham had a phenomenal institution following him. He built that. What's her name? Amy Semple McPherson built an organization. So you give me any of the religious leaders who have built great organizations along with what they've done, and indeed you may be dealing with an ENFJ. It's that idealism coupled with their interpersonal skill, coupled with their J that delivers the goods.
They like to see accomplishments. They since they have the J as their last letter, they often do that, as you've mentioned, not always, get things organized, but get things done. Let's keep things moving. They're an upper group, and at the same time, very social, that they love to be around other people. But it's not just frittering away time. It's getting stuff done while they're working with people in a very fun, upper, yet let's get it done way.
The ENFJ male does have some swimming upstream to do along with other F males. And as you've said, you translate their J into getting things done. ENFJ males can at times be pushy and shovey in a way that's not always pleasing to people around them. And that's interesting because as a group, they would knowingly, not deliberately, hurt someone's feelings. And so what happens is you get the ENFJ, driven by strong subjective values, running something up the flagpole and then running with it before people have all saluted it. And they just assume that everybody's on their side, and generally speaking, most people are, and it works. But now and then, it doesn't work, and the ENFJ is crushed, that they either made the wrong assumptions, the ENFJ is wounded or bruised, that they didn't take someone else into account, the ENFJ is personally hurt and feeling like their leadership is down the drain and no one really wants them around, and they get into some bad things around that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. They were out there EJing, as I say it, huh?
Yeah, and for the male, you see, you add to that their own whatever, the stuff that gets translated as traditional masculine stuff, macho, tough guy, all of the things that aren't always a part of the more nurturing side of the F. And what happens is you get an ENFJ male, and he may look more like an EJ on occasion than he does an NF. And that may simply be something to be aware of. It may need some translating in some of the interpersonal relationships from day to day. We were saying a word, though, about career, and generally speaking, the careers that pertain to people business, meaning to things for people that demand organization, are the careers that are particularly attractive to the ENFJ. One thing about NF people or NF children in general, and I certainly think ENFJs in particular, is of all the particular types, the NF and may get themselves into a career for which they are not particularly suited. And it falls out in a manner somewhat like this. And this is true of ENFJ most, INFJ second, then ENFP, INFP. And that is, they want to please people, as you've already said, Janet. Coupled with the desire to please and a quest in life for identity, who am I? Put together their intuition, which allows them to like and do well in theory. More than any other type, this type may follow a career to please or be like their father or mother. And so what happens is you get an NF, and particularly an ENFJ, in a career wondering, how did I get here? I got here because academically it was a piece of cake. Academically it was something I could do. It wasn't a career that I otherwise would have been drawn to, but I wanted to be like mother, or I wanted to be like dad, and hence I'm an engineer, or I'm into teaching, or I'm into nursing, and I'm into this, that, or the other thing. And typologically, I see academically I could do it, but typologically I may not always fit into that particular career. Mm-hmm. Most unique. And those who have these four letters, ENFJ, need to watch that on the career ladder.
Yeah, and being a J, I don't imagine it would be that easy to just uproot and switch careers as or locations or whatever as easily as it would be for someone whose last letter was P.
Yeah, even the ENFP. That's why I said ENFJ first, INFJ second. Because mm-hmm. the ENFP can fall into that trap, but once they get there, they say, hey, I don't need this. Mm-hmm. And they can move away
but
with
I'm saying
a little ease.
Yeah, it's easier for an ENFP just to switch. For a J, it's a little harder to just change horses in midstream.
Mm. Home is where you hang your hat and where happy times happen, where harmony reigns, and where everybody is affirmed and actualized. ENFJs are a very affirming type, and so they affirm their mate, they affirm the children. Love rules, they use it a lot, meaning they tell others they love them a lot. They're positive in their reinforcement. And generally speaking, the home is quite organized and quite structured, but very, very positive and affirming. ENFJ children will get a lot of strokes. I'm sorry. The children of ENFJ parents will get a lot of strokes. They'll be allowed a lot of space to grow and develop, albeit the space will be within some overall organizational framework, because the ENFJ parent will want the child to fit into whatever are the ENFJ's values. So you may need to go to college because your ENFJ parent wants you there, or you may need to do this and need to do that because values will be imposed on you by the ENFJ, but they'll be imposed rather seductively and warmly and reinforcingly and graciously and harmoniously, but nevertheless, they're still imposed on you.
Mm-hmm.
And goal orientation is important. Organization in the house is important. Structure and schedule and cleanliness in that sense. Is important. It needs to look good for the neighbors and for the ENFJ, him or herself. That'll mark an ENFJ home. As an ENFJ child, it's kind of interesting because they want to please. They want strokes. They will behave in ways to get strokes. And if the only thing you're giving out is a kick, then the ENFJ child will get in the way of a kick, because harmony will drive them there, and as a result of that, they will do things to receive from their parents the strokes they need. Their toys will be pretty organized, will be put away on schedule. They'll prefer, as ENFJ children, to be told what to do. They'll prefer to know what the deliverables are, what are the rules, what are the limits. Because once an ENFJ child knows those kinds of things, they can deliver those kinds of a thing, because what they want is the pat on the head that follows. And indeed, that will be driving them.
Right. That extroverted feeling type really needs that affirmation as a child and as a family member.
Yes. They will not do well in a family that doesn't either give strokes like that, or where a lot of fighting and tension happens between the parents. Because the ENFJ tries to bring some harmony, and in addition to bringing it, wants it from those around them. Now, admittedly, as we said earlier in this particular tape, their EJ may come out bluntly at times, may come out forcefully, may come out moaningly, may come out gripingly. But as soon as the EJ has said it, their NFiness hears it, and then right away comes the band-aids, the smotherings, the harmony, the cover it all up, and let's be happy as a family. And ENFJ children will move life as much as they can around that way. Rich imagination, a lot of playmates, a lot of friends, all of which they will be organizing, leading, and setting into their own family setting. And they'll want to bring them home because that's an important part of their growing up.
It's compassion and caring you're craving. converse with an ENFJ. They'll fit everyone into their overextended. They've just got to relate. And while the ENFJ is relating, they make believers of us all. So when a group or a team needs a leader, the ENFJ is the call.